You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today, Rob and I had the idea to just interview people from the news, just to learn more about them. These are people that we see on television all the time, but we don't get a chance to know them, how they got their job, their likes, their dislikes, and we've decided to interview them. I'm very excited to be joined by Chris Ketz. He has been the person that has been giving us the news for basically my entire life. When you see Chris Ketz on television, you know you're going to get a great, solid broadcast, and you're going to be up to date on everything that's happening. Chris, it's an honor to have you join us on the show.
You are too kind. But if I may, for just a moment, and I know this is ancient history to you, taking you back to your 2 o'clock hour, but I'm not sure if I had out-of-town visitors, friends, I don't know that I would have taken them to the Scout. I'm not saying that's a bad choice. In fact, I just had a couple of friends from Sonoma, California, in town not 2 weeks ago. And yeah, I don't know that I would have taken them to the Scout.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, you were listening. Now I'm curious, where would you take them? Because we did both views. So we did top of the Liberty Memorial, and then I also wanted them to see it from a different angle, so we went to the Scout. So whenever people come in from out of town, I'm sure this happens, what is your general, what activities are you trying to have them do?
I did the top of the World War I monument, which a great call, in addition to the museum. In addition to, you were talking about barbecue, and you went and ended up, I think, at Jack Stack on the Plaza. Again, great call. I ended up at Jack Stack in the Freight House District because it was close to Union Station and close to the museum there, across from Union Station. And I was, like you, you know, figuring that the gas station, Joe's Kansas City, there was probably a long line, and it's hot outside, and I'm not sure I wanted to put my friends from Northern California in that sort of situation. But you know, the one place that they wanted to see, that they really wanted to see, and they were in a hotel room in a small boutique hotel around the Art Institute. They wanted to see Arrowhead. Not that they were necessarily football fans, but they are caught up in Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and by extension, Taylor Swift. But they wanted to see Arrowhead, which I really found to be interesting. Now, they didn't necessarily want the tour, but they just wanted to see the structure, which, of course, was easy to do. You can, you know, just drive out there and, you know, drive in through a gate and stop in the parking lot and let them out. And just, you know, they get out of the car and it just kind of took in the view. But I really found that fascinating. And these are two people that aren't necessarily football fans, okay? I think they follow the game. I don't think they're necessarily passionate about X's and O's or anything like that. But they wanted to see Arrowhead. And, I found that interesting.
Right now, we're joined by Chris Ketz of Channel 9. We're learning more about the news broadcasters today. This has been a really fun exercise. So I'm on the website, and I see your bio. You joined Channel 9 July 4th of 1983. What has kept you in Kansas City this long? What has kept you in news this long? That's a long time to be doing the same thing at the same station.
This is from as early as I can remember. This is what I wanted to do. My father, as you probably saw in the bio, was a television news anchor up at the ABC station in the Quad Cities, specifically Moline, Illinois, for 35 years before he passed away in 1999. So I grew up in the business. My oldest son, Jonathan, who I think has been on your show once or twice before, if I'm not mistaken, who is a reporter at Fox 4 and just doing a great job. Jonathan's first television station out of the University of Missouri School of Journalism, which is the world's finest school of journalism. If you don't believe them, just ask them. They'll tell you. Jonathan's first job right out of the box was at my father's television station. So he walked into a building where the street in front of the station and the studio were named after his grandfather. So there was no, you know, no pressure there whatsoever. But he spent 9 years there and had a wonderful time, loved it, met his wife, and now he and his wife and their four children are now 15 minutes away from where I live as opposed to 6 hours away. And so I am eternally grateful for that. But this is all I've ever wanted to do. And I ended up here by sheer luck. It's no more mysterious than that. The news director in the Quad Cities came to KMBC in early 1983, and for whatever reason, and we weren't talking to each other at the time that he left the television station in the Quad Cities, but for whatever reason, he got down here, and about a month after he got here, made a call to me and said, come on down. He made me an offer, and I seriously considered the offer, if for no other reason, I knew that I needed to get out of my father's shadow in the Quad Cities. And I was working at his television station at the time, okay? But I knew that if I was going to make a career out of this, I needed a place where nobody knew who my father was. Does that make sense? I just needed to sort of strike out on my own. And so I thought about the proposal and ended up accepting it, and it was, to this day, one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Right now, we're joined by Chris Katz, learning more about his career. Two-part question here. Let's just start with this, and then we'll move to the second part of the question. What has been the biggest Kansas City story that you can remember? If you've been covering news in Kansas City since 1983, you've seen a lot of things. There was a big firefighter explosion. There was the Hyatt Regency. There have been a lot of major, major stories that have happened in the city. When you think back to your career, are there a couple that stand out of you realize in real time everybody in the city is focused in on this?
Well, I think the COVID pandemic probably occupies position 1, 2, and 3 on that list. And not necessarily specific stories, but just the overall impact of the shutdowns and how people's lives were turned upside down and the implications of all of that, which continue today. People don't work at jobs the same way they did as they did before the pandemic. And I don't necessarily see that changing anytime soon, whether you agree or disagree. It's here, and I think it's here to stay. So I think the pandemic by far has been the biggest story that I've covered here in Kansas City. But I think along those same lines in terms of impact on the city, I think the fact that, listen, I never thought, and I'm sure you're the same way, I never thought in a million years I'd go to one Super Bowl, much less four. And following the Kansas City Chiefs and this incredible ride that I think they're still in the middle of has been one of those stories that I think it brings the community together. I think there are tremendous impacts along those lines. And quite frankly, it's one of those stories that it's hard not to feel good about your favorite football team and achieving the kind of success that they have and the kind of success that I think is in their future. I don't think this ride is over by any stretch of the imagination. You're a better observer of that than I am. I'm a little bit out of my lane when it comes to sports, but I don't think this run is over yet.
No, I don't think it's over either. Kind of keeping with that same theme, I mean, you have seen almost every cycle of the Royals. Just starting in 1983, you're in the middle of the Royals being the talk of the city. They then win the World Series a couple years later. They go through a 15, 20-year downturn, and then in 14 and 15, they take us all on this magical run. You have seen every stage of Royals baseball.
I don't know that you're right, but And I'm going back to the parade and the rally outside Union Station after the 2015 World Series. I didn't know what 800,000 people in one place would look like, just being in the middle of it. Okay, that was a question that I found myself in the days before the parade. We knew the turnout was going to be big, and there were all kinds of estimates that, you know, there might be a million people there. Who knows how many people there were there that day? My guess is it's somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 800,000, maybe less, but whatever the number is, that's a tremendous amount of people in one place for one thing. And I was just filled with curiosity as to what that would look like. And of course, the only way that we really got a sense of just the enormity of the crowd was by, well, and not to toot his horn, but Johnny Rollins and News Chopper 9 that day. The first pictures, once the parade started and once the rally started and once the party started, those first pictures that we saw and the crowd going way up the hill to the National World War I Museum and Memorial. My goodness, one of Kansas City's best moments. And something that will stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if I had to say, like, if someone asked me, hey, you know, what was the best day of your career? I would say it was the day of the parade. It was one of those things where just living in Kansas City, you never thought you would see one of your teams win a championship. Yeah. I had really no understanding of what a championship parade was. And seeing how happy people were from basically the moment the sun came up until the moment the sun came down. And it just felt like a great conclusion to what those 2 years were. Just all of a sudden, the Royals were an okay team. Next thing you know, they pop up and they're in the playoffs. Next thing you know, they're in Game 7 of the World Series. They lose, but they're back the next season. It just felt like this incredible storybook run that had the perfect ending.
And now I think the Royals are at a bit of a crossroads in terms of their future. They're trying to figure out where the next new stadium is going to be. My money is still on the Washington Square Park site across from Crown Center, but I will preface that by saying, too, anybody, and Carrington, you know this, I think anybody who says that they know what the Royals and Chiefs will do when it comes to their new stadiums probably doesn't know, because I'm not sure at this point even the teams have 100% clarity on what the answer to that question is. I think they have a pretty good idea. I think the Royals have a pretty good idea that maybe Washington Square Park is where they want to end up. How to pay for that is still the open question. And I think for the Chiefs, and I could be wrong on this, I could be wrong on all of this, but if I were a betting man, I think it's probably 51-49 that they end up out by the Legends. But again, I wouldn't take that to the bank, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel that way, too. I do feel like the smart money is probably with them building a new stadium. One reason why I'm so passionate about the stadium issue on our show is there really hasn't been too many stories like this, at least not in my life, where, I mean, we're talking about the way that it shapes a community. You're taking it from one community, and we're talking about moving it to different parts of it. You know, whenever we had this conversation about the airport, it was going to move across the street. When we had this conversation about Sprint Center, it was just obvious that, hey, Kemper Arena is old, it's time for a new one, and I thought they had a really good way to pay for it. This is something that affects everybody that lives in the metro. It doesn't matter if you live in the city, in the suburbs. This is a really big decision for everybody.
And not only is it a real big decision for everybody, and I'm sure you're seeing and have seen evidence of this as well, just in your conversations with your listeners. I think the level of story fatigue right now is approaching an all-time high. I think this is a three-year story. This is a three-year-long story, and we still don't have a resolution, and probably won't have any sort of a resolution until maybe the end of the year, and that's if a lot of things happen to line up just right. The stars need to align just right for the Chiefs and for the Royals to be comfortable with making a decision here. And I don't think they're there yet. I think the Chiefs may be a little bit closer to that finish line than maybe the Royals are, if for no other reason. And if you accept the scenario that the Royals are going to stay in Kansas City, Missouri, and the Chiefs are going to jump over to KCK, if you follow that scenario for just a moment, I think the Royals are still trying to figure out what the local funding component of this project is going to be. The state of Missouri has already stepped forward with an incentive plan to cover basically 50% of construction costs for the Royals and for the Chiefs, for that matter. But that there's also this local funding element that is not in the Kansas Star Bonds proposal. And what that looks like, who's going to pay what, we still don't have answers to those questions yet. And I don't think the Royals have answers to those questions yet. I don't think people like Frank White and Quentin Lucas have answers, quite frankly, to those questions just as of yet. But they're certainly working on it, but they're not there yet.
Right now, we're talking to Chris Ketz of Channel 9. We have been catching up with newscasters just to learn a little bit more about their career and a little bit more about their life and get thoughts on some of the top stories in the city. Chris, in your career, how have you seen news change in the way that it's covered, in the way that it's discussed? How have you seen news change in your time?
I think social media, when it's all said and done, is going to be the big changer, the big change factor here. And when it comes to social media, it's good. There's some good. There's a lot of bad, I think, because I think people get caught up in social media, be it whether it's Facebook or TikTok or whatever, X, as their primary source of information. And I think whenever you put all of your eggs into one basket, when it comes to where you get your information, I think that's a dangerous place to be. And the fake stuff out there has gotten so good. I mean, it looks so legitimate to people that it's easy for them to fall into that trap. I think the thing for especially people of my generation is that they've never had to work this hard as a viewer. And they're not accustomed to that. And it's because in the old days, you flopped on the couch, you turned on the TV, and there was Walter Cronkite. And you were okay with that. And you didn't have to work real hard at consuming information back then, consuming media back then. It's a whole different ballgame now. And I know people of my generation have a really hard time thinking that they have to work at all when it comes to receiving their information, that they have to really work to try to figure out what is legitimate and what's not, what is a trusted source and what is not. For people of your generation and younger, it's probably different because you've grown up in this environment. But people like me have not. And so I think there's a constant struggle among viewers as to who they can trust and who they can't. And so I understand the struggle. I do, because even I find myself sometimes. I will see something on social media that, again, at first glance looks legit, but when you peel away the layers a little bit, you come to the realization that, oh man, this is really fake. It really looks good, but it's so far from the truth that it's not believable. But the danger comes in because it looks so good that people believe it. And I'll tell you, as any news organization, there's just so much of it out there. You can't get your arms around all of it. You just can't. And that's for somebody like me, that's a frustrating place to be.
I've never got a chance to ask a news broadcaster this question before. I mean, I remember exactly where I was on September 11th. I was in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I remember who told me. I remember watching it on television. You're in the middle of it. I mean, you're a seasoned broadcaster at this point. You've been doing it for 20 years at that point. Take us through your 9/11, hearing about it, and then going on the news.
I heard about it basically from another radio host that morning. I happened to be taking one of my kids to school as it was happening. And I got a call. In fact, it was Randy Miller, and maybe many in your audience will remember Randy, who is still around. But Randy had a show over on one of the country stations, and his producer called out of the blue and asked. And I was unaware of what had happened. And I think in the rush to try to get some information about what was going on, they kind of threw me on the air, and I don't remember much about that interview other than the fact it didn't last very long because I didn't have much in the way of information to share. And then once I got home, got in front of a TV and saw the enormity of it all, and then it was time to go to work. And it was such a bizarre time because by the time I got into work, the airspace coast to coast had been shut down, and we're all trying to figure out on this end okay, how do we cover this story? Especially when you consider that all of the networks at that time, ABC News included, everybody was in wall-to-wall coverage, and we had no idea if or when they would offer local affiliates time to cover the story here in the community. And so it was a lot like working without a net, but like you often have to do in this business, you have to be nimble and be able to react fast. And I think that's what we did. And, you know, I think we did as good a job as we could have under the circumstances, but certainly not something you want to do again, I'll tell you that.
Right now, we're talking to Chris Ketz here for a couple more minutes. I'll get you out of here with some rapid-fire questions. We have been asking this question to people. What was your first concert?
REO Speedwagon.
Where at?
It was in the Quad Cities, Davenport, Iowa.
So whenever you're riding around, what are you listening to? Are you listening to podcasts? Are you listening to talk radio? Are you listening to music? What is your, I'm driving to work, what are you listening to?
Could be all of the above. I listen to a lot of sports radio. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I just finished a six-hour trip up to see my mom in the Quad Cities, and that 6 hours was filled with a lot of music and a lot of podcasts and a lot of sports talk from guys like you.
Tomorrow, if there was a karaoke contest where the winner got $1 million and you were like, you know what, I think I can try my hand at this. I think I can win this $1 million. What song would you sing for karaoke?
New York, New York.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. All right. Whenever you go get ice cream, what's your favorite ice cream? No, you. I'm sure you would do a great job. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Are you a ketchup or mustard person?
Mustard.
What is your favorite movie?
There's so many. Patton.
Do you have a comfort television show? Like for me, I normally watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Boy Meets World. Those are kind of my feel good, just an easy 30-minute watch. Do you have one of those?
The West Wing.
That's a good one. I've never seen that before. I remember Ned Yost said he loved that show.
You could, it's on HBO Max. And they had, they had 8 or 9 seasons. And back when seasons were 25 to 30, 35 episodes, not like it is today.
So, and those seasons.
It's really good stuff.
Yeah, and those seasons would happen quick. Now I feel like we got to wait 2 years to get 8 more episodes. Like, wait, what? Exactly. Why was there this big gap in the middle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is the last question. So we had Brian Busby on the show earlier. I'm sure you know him very, very well over the years. He said that one of his goals is he wants to bang the drum at Arrowhead. I can't believe that this has not happened. If there's anybody that should be allowed to bang the drum at Arrowhead, it should be him. What do you have one of these kind of goals? Like, I eventually want to turn on the Plaza lights. Maybe I won't be the person that flicks the switch, but I at least want to be up there while somebody else does it. Do you have one of these goals?
I wouldn't mind banging the drum at Arrowhead, and I wouldn't mind throwing out a first pitch at Kauffman Stadium.
Okay. These are things – I mean, I've thrown out the first pitch at Kauffman Stadium. If I've done it, you certainly are eligible to do it.
You throwing out the first pitch, that makes complete sense to me.
You know what? Rob, let's reach out to Sam Mellinger and say that Chris Ketz wants to throw out the first pitch. Chris, if there's one thing I know we can at least talk to the person that can nominate you to at least throw out the first pitch. This has to happen.
Well, if you do, tell Sam I said hi.
We will do that. That is Chris Ketz joining us on the show today with Channel 9, just talking about his life and his career. Chris, it truly is an honor to have you join us today. Really appreciate your time.
I'm a big fan of what you guys do. Keep up the great work.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.